If you're feeling stuck and losing hope, this story might change the way you see recovery. This is a story from a member in our recovery program who shares their journey. They'll share their most debilitating symptoms, what helped, and what advice they would give someone who's on a similar path. This interview is moderated by one of the mentors in our recovery program, and I really hope it inspires you.
I had like 2 or 3 panic attacks per day. Derealization and depersonalization, intrusive thoughts. I had agoraphobia. It's like you are alone and now this is your life, is a life sentence, and now you have to deal with it until the rest of your days. I tried meds, CBD, meditation, psychotherapy. None of them worked. I went to YouTube and there it was, Sean talking about anxiety. For the first time, I saw someone telling something that I could relate with. I can really tell that I'm recovered now, and I really feel stronger and more capable of doing it. This is not a life sentence. It is possible.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the channel. My name is Shiv, and I'm one of the mentors at Bye Bye Panic. And I'm sitting here with an amazing guy, a past client of the program. Pedro was one of those guys that came in after trying a lot of things, and he came in coachable. He came in ready to do this, to overcome, to do what he had to do. So, man, please share with us. We are all excited to hear from you. I give you
Pedro. Yeah, thank you, man. Great introduction. you were talking about old sessions with the other mentors, and I can really, really say that I'm recovered, because I looked now at some recordings that I had. And I was like dealing with setbacks, and man, I was really into a bad spot there. And I can really tell that I'm recovered now. Even sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I have these little symptoms, but like compared to that time, they don't even get closer. One day I will be the one telling the story for sure. Like, I really like to help people. I met some friends with the same problem, I try to help them as much as I can. I'm really looking forward for this.
Well, you're really, really making a difference and an impact in someone's life, even right now, sharing this, because you pre-played your victory, man. Like, you knew you came in struggling, but you had that faith that we would help and this program would help, and that you were willing to do the work to recover, and you saw yourself recovered, and here you are, self-fulfilling prophecy, man. That's
right.
Quite awesome. But let's get into it. You shared your story of struggling and not knowing if you could get out, but believing once you got out, you could help people, and share your story. And we're here now. And what were some of your biggest symptoms?
Derealization and depersonalization, those were the biggest ones. I had like this weird vision, and that came from derealization. I didn't know at the time, obviously. If I would look to some my surroundings, it was like I was looking to an image, you know, like something that it's flat. I wouldn't have this perspective of like how far is it really. I have panic attacks. That was like, especially in the beginning, I had a lot. I had like 2 or 3 panic attacks per day. I had agoraphobia. I got to a point that I couldn't even leave the house. I had to work, but I just got to a point that I was afraid to leave. I couldn't deal with 8 hours far from home. Not like, it's not that the work was far from the house itself, but it was, I had to deal with a lot of stressors, and it was very difficult as well. And also I had this feeling of emptiness. It was like I felt emotionless, like I couldn't feel emotion. At some point, like skipping a little bit forward, I came to the Netherlands, and it's sad to say this, but it's kind of true. Like, my family would call me and say, "Hey, I really miss you, you know, it's been some time." And I would think to myself, like I was not missing them. You know what I mean? It was very weird.
I guess, meaning you're so out of touch with just your emotions because the anxiety took priority and just trying to figure out what's happening and the
Exactly, yeah. All together with them not understanding what was going on with me. So then I couldn't connect with them. And then, everything spiraled into that feeling, or in this case, no feeling at all, you know?
Wow. So you found us when you were already in Netherlands, but do you remember how all of this started? That now that you shared like some of your bigger symptoms, and I gotta tell you, man, those symptoms that you mentioned, I'm sure whoever is looking at this, and I of course know how it feels having gone through this, and I was a client like yourself, and this is the program that helped me, and then I eventually became a coach, but I could relate to every symptom you just spoke about. And I know how each one of them felt like just such a mountain to overcome. And there's this hopelessness, right? Like you feel like, can I really truly overcome this? But let's bring it back to how it all got started. Do you remember that far? Like,
I do, and as you say in the beginning, it's like you feel hopeless. It's like you are alone, and now this is your life, is a life sentence, and now you have to deal with it until the rest of your days. And it's daunting and it's scary, but
yeah.
it is possible. And how everything started was, it was actually a long time ago. I can say it was like 10 years ago when I first had my panic attack.
Okay.
I was in school. I remember this day because it started a little bit. I felt a little bit strange in the beginning of the day. Then I had my first class, and then I started feeling this dizziness. This like I was listening to the voices around me of my classmates, and I was
Okay.
feeling like very dizzy, very. I didn't know what was happening with me. I was feeling numb. And then at some point, a friend of mine looked at me and he said, "Man, you are not looking good. What's going on?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know what's happening with me. I think I need to go outside to catch a little bit of air or something." Then I went outside. I had my first panic attack ever. But then I went home. They didn't tell me what was the problem. I don't know. Maybe because I was younger. They told my mother, but they told my mother to not tell me anything in the hospital, but to tell me when I get home. I don't know why.
Oh.
But, and then when I got home, my mother told me that I had heart problems. And that was a big one to me because I was like, man, this is not possible. Like, I've been living normally until now. I never struggled with anything. So having this new, it's like, man, like this is not possible, but yeah, this is how we are going to, now we have to deal with this. Like at that time I was smoking a little bit. I had to stop smoking. I stopped everything. And then the doctors tell me, "Hey, okay, but in 2 or 3 days or a couple of days, you come back, to do some kind of exam or something. I don't remember." And then in a couple of days I went back. And I got checked in by this old doctor, and he said, "Hey man, you know what? This was all a big misunderstanding. You don't have heart problems. You have something in here, but this is something normal. And what you have, it's anxiety." And I was like, "Oh, I don't have heart problems. I have anxiety. That's nothing. Okay." Then I didn't have nothing. I didn't have problems with it, like because I was so relieved. Like, okay, man, this is just anxiety. Good, you know. Then I knew that I had anxiety. So, but then when the corona hit it, that's when really my anxiety went through the roof. I was having panic attacks, like 2 or 3 panic attacks per day, and. In Portugal, I live in this small village, and in the small village, you have a lot of old people. And you know, when COVID started, all of us, we didn't have any information. So you can imagine old people dealing with this story. Everyone was paranoid, and I was in this environment. I was already dealing with panic attacks every day, so the surroundings around me were not helping. My mother was. At home, I was having a lot of family issues and everything. Fast forward a little bit, then after that, I tried to go to some psychotherapist. I did some sessions and everything, but that didn't help a lot because the thing is, when you are in the anxiety cycle, every day you have a different problem. Every week you struggle with a different thing, and the thing is that I would go to the psychotherapist, and this week I have this problem, but then next week I have another problem, and it would be a never-ending cycle. I had a friend in the Netherlands. He came to Portugal. He saw me and he said, "Man, you are not good here. I can see that you are not dealing with things well here in Portugal. So you know what? You always wanted to come to another country to improve your life. So I will help you. Come with me to the Netherlands. You'll be far from all the problems. Everything will become better." And out of fear, I came to the Netherlands. So it's funny that sometimes some people ask me like, "Hey, like, how did you have the courage to go to a different country?" I'm like, "Man, I wasn't courage. I was the most afraid I was in all of my
Right.
life, you know. It's very
That's
ironic."
interesting. That's very interesting,
Yeah.
Pedro.
I was just too afraid. So better to go somewhere else than to stay here, you know. And I thought, okay, I go to a different country, everything will be new, so I will be so distracted that the anxiety will go away. Yeah, I came to the Netherlands, everything was indeed different. I got distracted with so many things that I was not thinking about anxiety that much. But then I got into the routine, I got used to living in here, and then everything came back again normally.
Right. And
So,
then
yeah.
you the symptoms you mentioned at the beginning, right? Like all of those started. So you mentioned back in Portugal, meeting some people in Portugal, but then you moved. So what happened then from there when you were now in the Netherlands? What do you try to do to fix it as these symptoms started to come on and come on stronger?
Yeah, so back in Portugal right before coming here, I was on meds, and man, I hated those meds. Actually, my doctor told me to those were SOS pills that I should only take it if the sin and if I couldn't handle it anymore. But the truth is, I couldn't handle it any day, so I would take those meds any day, every day, and
Gotcha.
I got to a point that, like, on meds. It's not that you feel better on meds, you just feel different. Like it turns you into a zombie. Like, no judge. If you need meds, take them. I took them, no judge on that. But the emotion that I felt like on meds, it's very bad. Like, you are a zombie, you don't have emotion, you don't feel anything. That's the whole point of the medication. So then I came to the Netherlands and I actually bought like two or three packs of those meds, thinking like, okay, I need to buy a lot because I will be in the Netherlands for maybe 1 year. So I'll buy a lot. And long story short, I came to the Netherlands. I threw everything away because I didn't need it anymore. And but I changed it for CBD because it was more natural and it was easier to deal with. So yeah, I tried meds. CBD. I tried, yeah, meditation. I tried this mindful meditation because of the derealization. I felt that I couldn't really feel my body. It feels like how I used to explain is that I didn't feel present in the moment. Like if I was talking with people, like at the table or something, I just couldn't absorb whatever they were talking about because I didn't felt present in the moment because of the depersonalization and derealization. I tried this mindfulness. It did nothing because we try all of those things and we think that this will heal our anxiety, but it will make some difference, but it will not heal us. I tried a lot. Some other therapies, none of them worked. Like I told you, like every week I had a different problem.
Right.
So, like,
So to
yeah,
talk
today.
about coping with one thing and then another thing comes up and it's like continuously just coping techniques and strategies. And so
Yeah.
how did you end up finding Bye-Bye Panic then? Because you tried all of these things and you realized it weren't working. How do you come across the program?
Yeah, at some point I was doctor Googling my symptoms and
Aha.
everything. I went to YouTube and there it was, Sean talking about anxiety. And I when I first started looking at these videos for the first time, I saw someone telling something that I could relate with, something that, wait, man, I really feel this. I really feel this way. And this guy is telling me that it's possible to recover, and he did it. So, man, if he did it, I can also do it. And then, yeah, I found out that he had this program, and I was a bit afraid to join in because, let's be honest here, like, we tried so many things and none of it worked. And now we have this program on the internet of one guy that we don't know personally talking about this, and we want to and to join on the program, we have to pay this amount, and we are like, man, is it really worth it? It will be not like a waste of money. So I actually DM'd Sean on school, and I told him like, I really want to join, but you know, I'm afraid that this doesn't work and everything. And he actually told me like, he talked to me and said like, it's your decision, but he told me a little bit of what the program was about. So I end up joining in, and I didn't regret one bit.
Wow, that's quite a story, man. And I'm listening to you, and it's like, are you sure you're not telling the people my story? Because man, I relate to everything you're saying, and I'm sure so many people all over the world are looking at you right now and saying what I just asked you. How does this guy know me? Right? Because yes, you feel that point of hopelessness where it's like, man, I've done so much time. So many times I got to the point where I thought, yes, this is it. And then it didn't happen. And the expectations, the disappointment, the money. But then you see all of this success that Buybuy Panic has and all these other success stories that were recorded before this one, right? And it's like, maybe they can help me. But I want to tell you, that's a really courageous move. And it takes somebody with true courage, not cowardice looking for help, but true courage to make that bold move to get help. And to realize, hey, I can do this, but I need a guide, I need a mentor, I need somebody who has done it and who has the results that I want to teach me how to get there. And it makes sense, right? You listen to the person who has the results you want, especially if this is your first time going in here and struggling for years and everything else you tried didn't work, but you found the program. And like you said, you didn't regret making that move to help yourself. What was your experience like once you got started?
Yeah, it was great. Like I actually I was listening to this my first ever session on Bye Bye Panic before the talking with you, and I remember, and it was with Nico, and man, it was a great call because he was very understanding. Like I came in guns blazing with this symptom and that and this, and I tried this and this and none of it worked, and it was like very simple, very straightforward, like, this is what we are doing, this is what is going on, this is what you have to do. And like he said that you are in the middle of the woods now, and I will not take you out of there. I wish I could do that, but unfortunately I cannot take you out of that, but I will give you all the tools that you need so that you can come out of any woods that you'll be stuck in. And that really clicked in my mind, like, okay, this is what we are going to do. Let's do it. And then of course, like, being on the program, you have a lot of people there struggling with the same things that you are struggling with every time. And it's also good to have this application on the phone because you can go there anytime. Like, I would be on at work, I would struggle at work, I would go in my phone. Okay, guys, I'm struggling with this, this, and that. Like, what do you think that I, like, what can I do? And actually, not changing or anything, but the members would answer first because we are all together in the same thing. So we
Right.
want to help each other. We actually feel good when we are helping someone because it gave us that feeling that, okay, now I know enough to teach. So it is built in a way that should be this type of therapies. They should be done like this because it makes more sense. Because you are in a group, everyone is struggling with the same things. Sometimes someone
The
can relate
community,
of
right?
something. Exactly, yeah.
Right. Yes, that sense of community. And it didn't take you long to like come in and just be embraced and just kind of click. Like you felt the support, right? And
I went in and I studied everything. I read everything. everything, did all the homework, everything, like I was about to having a important test or whatever. I studied I study more that group that I study all my life in school.
Right, because you feel like, man, I gotta do this thing because it's like my life depends on it, right?
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's good, but you came in, you felt that warm embrace, that support, and you felt less unique, I guess. That's how I remember I felt, like, wow, there are other people out there who feel exactly what I'm describing with these symptoms. And it's cool when you can come in, but some people are in the program for a few months before you. I remember experiencing this, right? And it's like they spoke about being like so high function in just a couple months before, and now you're seeing them on calls and they're so cool and so calm. Even the way they post things in our community, you see their improvement, and it gives you like a view into your future. Oh wow, this is where I'll be a few months from now. Like,
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I would see people like asking completely different questions, and I was like, man, I'm dealing with these little things, and this guy is already like there, you know. I want to be there, you know. And
right.
also, one thing that I really would like to say, it's about me going to the Netherlands when I was in my highest point of anxiety. And I came
Right.
to the Netherlands and I told my story in the group, and I had people DM me and say like, hey man, I really like, thanks to sharing that because that's like my dream, but now I'm dealing with anxiety, I don't have the courage. Like, it's really nice to see that you were capable of doing that. And I was like flattered, you know. It's like sometimes you do things that you don't put any value on that. But when I look back now, it's
Yeah, some courageous moves and some inspiring moves, because you encourage and inspire others, even though they're struggling with this, that they can do more and they can still go after their dreams, and they have the courage, they have what it takes to do the work to recover and not have anxiety keep them back and go out and live. And that's really awesome. I'm so happy you had a great experience in the mentorship. What was it like working with the mentors? Did you feel that bit of, man, they told me what I needed to hear, they kept me on track, there was the support, the tough love if necessary. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, definitely. Like I told about Nico, I only had one call with him, and I loved having that call. I remembered for I still remember that call, and it was nice because I would come in like, okay, I have this meeting now, I have this que I would write all the questions that I had, and I would have like, I don't know, six, seven questions. I would be like, man, there is no way that they can answer this or this because this is very specific or something. I would think I would outsmart the mentors or
Yeah, I
something.
remember
And then,
you and I had
yeah,
some one-on-ones too, so like,
I would have very like, even Sean comment on my posts one time. He would say like, hey, this is a very intelligent question, but the answer is the same, you know. You accept it and you go and you keep going, and yeah, I would be like, okay.
Okay, and in terms of the quality of what we teach, would you say it's brought a lot of value and transformation to your life? How would you like the content, the way it's put? Do you think everybody could get it if they were to really give themselves an opportunity to be in the program?
Of course, yeah, because you guys are very. Why I liked so much this call with Nico is because he was very. He just let me talk and he listened to me and he was very understandable. And with every coach is like that. Sometimes we have this meetings with more than one people and everyone would bring different perspectives, but the mentors would always be like very open, very. They never judge whatever you are feeling or whatever is your problem. And that's great because in our life, like, we cannot blame our friends because they are not dealing with this. But we get a lot of people judging this and thinking that, maybe this is something in your head. This is not true. And in the talking with the mentors, you don't feel that ever. It's like you are talking with someone that really wants to help you, and it makes you do the work. And I really like that.
Wow. Thanks so much for spending this time with us, Pedro, and sharing these things and just being so transparent, man. I know you're making a big impact right now as we speak. And what would you say to those persons who are looking at this right now, like somebody that might be at their lowest point? It might even be you, a younger version of you, that Pedro who was at their lowest point, just struggling, feeling hopeless. What would you say to them now?
That's a great question. It's been a long time. It's I start to get it with what you were telling us. Like the forward you go, the less you remember how it feels like. But I would definitely f say to myself, like anxiety will make you think that everything that you have is a problem. Everything, like. When you are in the anxiety cycle, anything can be the problem. A trauma, something that you did in the past. What really is your relationship with anxiety. The problem is that you don't have a good relationship with your anxiety in the first place. So fix, no, not fix that, but deal with that. And then later you think about those problems. And spoiler alert, when you deal with your, when you have a better relationship with your anxiety, those problems, they are not as big as they seem like. And also one thing that I really like to say is, and I saw someone on the group saying that the anxiety recovery is like you are playing a game. And now you are in this world and you have to understand how the world works. You have to understand everything about the anxiety, about the program. You have to gather all the tools you need. Then eventually you will have to fight the boss, which we call setbacks in our recoveries. And then after beating this boss by not fighting it, obviously, you'll level up and you'll keep leveling up. And every setback, you have to look at it as a opportunity to recover. And I understand this to a point that now, or until some months ago, when I get this rush of anxiety that I know that this tough week is coming or this setback is coming, in the first minute I would be afraid. That's the normal reaction. But then I would feel excited because I knew that after this, I would level up. I would become stronger. I would be like, come on, bring it on. Like, I'll be very happy. And that really, really changed the way and after understanding this, the recovery was like easy.
Wow. Well, I know that person who, as I said, is at their lowest point right now. You've given them a lot of hope. And would you, for that person who's a little bit on the fence, like you might have been at the beginning, what would you say to them when it comes to approaching the program? Do you think that they may get some help here? It might be worth checking out the kind of support if they really truly want their recovery. Could they find it here? What do you think?
Of course, they can find it here. I don't regret one bit for joining this program. It was really life-changing. And I'm not just saying this because it's nice or because I don't want to be rude or something. It's truth. Like, if I didn't join the program by now, I don't know, I would still be in the cycle trying 1,000 different things. I would probably waste a lot of money in another things. So yeah, for me, for example, I can say this, like I was on the program for a couple of months, and then when I understood, like, hey, now I have the tools, I really feel that I can do the rest of my journey alone. Then I quit, and then I came back now to say, hey, I'm recovered.
Wow. Pedro, man, that is just so awesome. Thanks for this. Is there any one final thing you'd like to say?
Yeah, this is not a life sentence. I thought that it would be a life sentence. It is not. I would think like, oh, when I'm finally recovered, I would be like the best version of myself. I will do this and that, and I will not be afraid of anything. Man, I still have my own problems. It's not that now everything it's clear and now I'm the freest man ever, you know. I still have these problems, but now the difference is that I know that I can deal with them, and I really feel stronger and more capable of doing it. So it is possible.
Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. Thanks so much again, Pedro, for being here and doing this. You've definitely made a great impact and helped out a lot of people today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome, man. Appreciate you. You take care now, man.
Take care.